everybody. Thank you for joining us. We get a few questions about Dissolve Gas Analysis and how our products work, and I thought this would be a great opportunity to bring on our product manager for the DGA line. So I want to introduce Donald Skelly, who's done a couple of webinars with me in the past. Donald, nice to have you on.
Thank you very much. Nice to get the opportunity to talk to the public.
So I want to start off, we get questions about just going to the basics of DGA. So let's just take a second and talk about online testing and offline testing. And if you just want to give those people who are not as familiar, with testing everything, can you just take a little bit and just explain the concept?
For sure. I'll give you the 60-second version of dissolved gas analysis. So transformers are filled with insulating oil. If you put that oil, or indeed the paper insulation, under electrical or thermal stress, some gases will be produced in the oil. And those gases will be produced according to the intensity or the level of that electrical or thermal stress. If you have an ability to measure the quantity of those gases, and indeed the rate at which they're produced, you can begin to determine if something is happening in your transformer, what it is that's happening, and how severe it is. So it provides you with a view inside your transformer. The mechanism by which you discover the amount of gas is, there are two options. You take a sample and send it to a laboratory for analysis of the gases, or you install an online dissolved gas analysis instrument. And of course, in the case of Qualitrol, we have a range of different online DGA instruments in the form of single gas or multi-gas gas chromatography type instruments.
Okay. I know one of the questions we get is about consumables and the long-term, maintenance of an online system. Can you speak a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so this is, of course, a major question in relation to both online and offline gas chromatography systems. You've got to provide them with consumables. There are two different consumables. You need a calibration gas, because these systems should be calibrated every couple of days or every week. And you need what's called a carrier gas. And that carrier gas is the gas that pushes the sample to be measured down through this really long column. And in the case of Qualitrol's server and brand monitors, that is helium. In laboratory systems, it's sometimes helium, or it's sometimes nitrogen or argon. But these consumables need to be provided on an ongoing basis to the monitor, and indeed to a laboratory GC. So for the Qualitrol products, you need a bottle of helium to supply the column, and you need a bottle of calibration gas to allow for regular recalibration in the field.
Okay. I know we're actually in the process of updating those consumables and how we use them. Can you give folks a sneak peek into the changes we've made?
Sure. So we actually have some pretty big news in that regard. Qualitrol have been selling and installing something of the order of 10,000 TM8 monitors over the course of the last 12 to 15 years. They come with a bottle of calibration gas, which lasts 3 years, and a bottle of carrier gas, which lasts between 4 or 5 years, depending on the frequency of analysis. So we've worked with our gas suppliers, and we've come up with two really big enhancements for both of those cylinders of gas. The first is the calibration gas now will last you 5 years. So it has a standard shelf life of 5 years and enough volume to last more than 5 years. And this gives you guaranteed plus or minus 5% accuracy results on day one, on day 100, on day 1000, all the way up to 5 years of measurement, the same guaranteed accuracy every day. With the carrier gas, the helium, the improvement has been even more dramatic. So a cylinder of helium would typically last between 4 and 5 years. 4 years if you did six analyses per day, 5 years if you did three analyses per day. But we now have option for what we call ultra-high volume cylinders. So these are cylinders that occupy the same footprint, are the same dimensions, and are the same weight, in fact, as standard cylinders, but contain almost three times the gas. So with these ultra high volume cylinders of helium, you will now get 9 years, almost 10 years, if you're doing 6 samples per day. You'll get 12 years or even more than 12 years out of a single cylinder if you're doing 3 samples per day. And if you go to 2 samples per day, which is still almost 700 samples per year, you'll get close to 15 years out of a single cylinder of gas. And this does 2 major things, right? The first is it means that you have less need to go to site, right? You go to site every 12 or 15 years to replace the cylinder of helium. Go to site once every 5 years to guarantee your 5% accuracy when you replace your cylinder of calibration gas. It also reduces cost. The cost of gas in these ultra high volume cylinders, as everybody is familiar, the more you buy of something, the less it costs. So in these ultra high volume cylinders, the cost of helium is actually about 30% less than in a standard cylinder of helium. But there's some sort of peripheral benefits then. So over the last 20 years, the price of helium has doubled. And if you're buying a new cylinder every 4 years, you feel the pain of that. If you're buying a new cylinder now that'll last you 12 or 15 years, then you more or less have insulated yourself against any increase in the price of helium. And it's doubled in the last 20 years. It may even double in the next 20 years again. So you buy yourself some insurance for the future in that regard. So you save money on servicing, you save money on gas, and you protect yourself against the future price increases that might occur, as you know, almost all commodities increase in price over time. The same can be expected here. So you're insulating yourself against that as well. And this drives a significantly lower cost of ownership of our gas chromatography systems now. Our server on TM8 monitor now is best in class when it comes to cost of ownership. And that's another benefit, of course, that we are delivering for our customers with the introduction of these enhanced gas offerings.
I'm glad you addressed the cost, because that's always the first reply we get when we do a podcast. What does this cost? How does that impact that? So talking about the total cost of ownership over the life cycle of that, like how much is that now saving?
So roughly speaking, these two new gas offerings will save about 40% on the cost of ownership. There is an additional cost that I haven't mentioned. So within our monitor, there is a wear and tear component, which we use or term colloquially as the hot zone. It is the heart of the gas chromatography system. And it is aged as helium passes through it. These ultra high volume helium cylinders are actually of a higher purity. Simply by the method of manufacture, they're of a higher purity than standard cylinders of helium. And that gives those hot zones some extra life. So we now have a cost of ownership for our monitor, which is the lowest, I would say, of any monitor in its class when you consider purchase price and then operating cost. And that is driven it's driven in many ways by this improved gas offering, because that has brought down the cost of going to site to service the monitor, the cost of replacing gases, the cost of purchasing, even within your own organization, the cost of going through the sourcing and purchasing of these gases. That is very, very much improved now with these very high volume and long life cylinder of gases.
Regarding the monitors themselves, I'm thinking about the gassing here. So the new modifications, are those both for new installs as well as monitors that are already installed in the field, or just for new ones?
Yeah, for both. That was also a key consideration that we had. So we have roughly 10,000 of these monitors installed globally. If we were to bring a new innovation online like this, we felt it would be unfair that it would only be for future purchases. So we worked with the gas manufacturers, both the calibration and the helium manufacturer, to ensure that both of these were retrofittable, as well as, of course, available for new installs. The mechanism by which that has been achieved is the calibration cylinder is essentially identical There have been changes made to the cylinder internally, which protects the calibration gas and the integrity of the calibration gas for an additional 2 years. So the gas manufacturer has provided us with a cylinder now, which has some internal coatings that will protect the integrity of that gas for an additional 2 years. With the ultra high volume helium cylinder, these cylinders are the same physical size. They have a thicker wall, but the gas is under higher pressure. To facilitate then the backward compatibility to our standard regulators. And our standard regulators are rated for a pressure of an inlet pressure of about 90 bar. These cylinders are filled to a pressure of about 420 bar. So to accommodate that, the cylinder itself has an integrated valve. So you can see what the pressure in your cylinder is, and you can regulate the pressure in your cylinder before it gets to the standard regulator. So if you are currently using one of our monitors, you can take one of these ultra high pressure cylinders and drop it in on exactly the same footprint, using exactly the same straps to hold it upright and secure it, and using the exact same regulator as you currently have in your standard pressure cylinder. And this is another key innovation that we've been able to work with our gas suppliers to deliver to the customers.
Okay. How quickly will these be available? Is this coming soon?
Yeah, so both of these are currently available. And okay. The calibration cylinder we quietly brought online about 4 months ago. It's everything is the same. The part number is the same. The cost is the same. Everything is identical, and we quietly released that. And that's available to everybody now to benefit. With the ultra high volume cylinders of helium, they came online inside of the last couple of weeks. They are provided to us by a major global manufacturer. In fact, one of the biggest gas manufacturers in the world. And they come with an additional benefit that may seem a little tenuous, but I think it might speak to a lot of people. So in fact, most or almost all of the cylinders of helium that we would have provided to customers in the past, we would have shipped them from the US. With this major global gas manufacturer, we now have access to their system of distribution, and they have more than 100 distribution locations globally, including on every continent and in every major economy. So the upside of that for the customer will be that these are available globally from local locations. So you would purchase them through Qualitrol, and Qualitrol would work with the gas manufacturer to ensure that they were either produced or delivered to the local distribution center of that gas manufacturer. And from the customer's perspective, they will be coming from a local depot. They will not be coming from the US.
That's awesome. I want to throw in a thank you to Donald for coming on and talking about this. I also want to mention that Donald and I have done a couple of different webinars, and those are available. If folks don't know, we have a resource library on our website. So this is my shameless plug for that. In the top right corner of the website, you're going to see resource library. So if anyone's interested in more information on DGA or other products, you'll be able to go in there and see in the webinar section a couple of different things that Donald has been nice enough to do for us in the last couple of years here. So Donald, I want to thank you for your time. It was a great conversation.
Yeah, you know, I love talking about it, and I love to communicate out the message that we're making improvements all the time, and we're making the products easier for the users all the time.
Great, thank you, sir. And then if anybody has a need for one of these, or they are looking for more information on our products, have recommendations or questions for Donald, reach out to us at the email info@qualitrolcorp.com. We'll be happy to assist with that. And then we'll look forward to seeing everybody on the next podcast. Thanks again, Donald.
Okay, thank you, Matt. Goodbye.